Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week we are presenting The Fall of Icarus, adapted from the classic myth by Daniel Hines. Today we'd like to say a special thank you to Jayan and his family, Sophia and her family, Aya and Armin and their family, and Barden and Ella and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Jayan, Sophia, Aya, Armin, Barden, and Ella. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Fall of Icarus. In the days of ancient Greece, there was a famed inventor by the name of Daedalus. Legend has it, Daedalus invented many clever things, including the first toy dolls, the bath, carpentry, sails, and his greatest feat of all, an incredible labyrinth. A labyrinth is a giant maze, so vast that you couldn't possibly find your way through it without help. Daedalus was summoned to build the maze by the ruler of Crete, King Minos. The maze was intended to be a prison for the Minotaur, a powerful creature, half man and half bull, that was too dangerous to let roam free. Well, Daedalus built the maze, and it was perfect. Many adventurers tried to go in and slay the Minotaur, but they never found the way. The Minotaur tried and tried to escape, but he never found the way either. Daedalus did such a good job building the labyrinth that the king might have made him a rich man, but Daedalus made one mistake. You see, he wanted a way to find the center of the maze in case he was ever made to navigate it. So he built a clever little ramp into the floor. It was so subtle that you couldn't see it with your eye, but if you rolled out a ball of yarn and followed it, it would roll and roll right to the heart of the maze. Daedalus made the mistake of telling this secret to King Minos' daughter, the princess Ariadne, and she told the great hero Theseus. Theseus used the yarn trick to find his way into the heart of the labyrinth and slay the Minotaur. But that's a story for another day. When King Minos heard that the Minotaur had been slain, he turned red as a cherry and beat and pounded on his throne, screaming for Daedalus to be punished. The angry king had the clever inventor thrown into the middle of his own labyrinth and sealed inside. But not alone. Icarus, Daedalus' vain and arrogant son, was locked away with him. Icarus wasn't a great inventor like his father. He wasn't even an okay inventor. Truth be told, he wasn't an inventor at all. Icarus was good at three things: combing his hair, practicing his smile, and looking at himself in the mirror. He was so self-absorbed, he barely even noticed they had been thrown in prison because he got to bring his comb and mirror, and of course his smile was with him too.
"I can't take this anymore," said Daedalus, watching his vain son comb his hair for the 100th time that day. "I'm the greatest inventor in the world. Surely I can invent us a way out of this labyrinth."
"I'm sure you can, father," Icarus said, not looking away from his mirror for a moment. "Say, while you're inventing, could you make me a mirror that shows me my face and my back at the same time? I want to enjoy my beauty from all angles. It doesn't seem fair that you get to see me front and back, and I can only enjoy my own face, even though it is very handsome."
Daedalus ignored his son and got to planning. The doors had all been sealed, so the yarn trick would be no help. There wasn't much in the center of the labyrinth where they were imprisoned, but the king had given them a few things. Namely, they had feather mattresses on wooden frames, a table to eat off of, a few books on a shelf, and candles to read by. The labyrinth had no roof, but the walls were higher than any man could climb. Daedalus thought and thought, and finally got his big idea one afternoon while he was reading. A small bird flew down from the wall of the maze and landed on Icarus's mirror. The boy shooted off with a frown, but Daedalus jumped to his feet.
"That's it!" he cried. "I've got it!"
He picked up his son's mirror and smashed it onto the ground. It made a musical little tinkle, but Icarus gave a great moan as though it wasn't the mirror his father broke, but his own leg or arm.
"Ah!"
You be quiet now, said Daedalus. I'm getting us out of here. You just be quiet and try not to ruin anything.
Daedalus took a sharp shard of the broken mirror and used it to cut the feather beds all to pieces. This made Icarus whine even more, but Daedalus was caught in the burning excitement of invention and scarcely paid his son any mind. With a particularly thick book, Daedalus knocked apart the wooden bed frames. He laid out all the pieces of wood and the feathers from the beds on their table and lit some candles. He worked for 7 days and 7 nights, hardly resting, never eating, and when he was done, even Icarus was impressed. On the table, there were 2 sets of beautiful, angelic wings stretching 12 feet from wingtip to wingtip. The frames were wood scraps. The feathers were from the beds, and they were held together by cunningly placed drips and drops of candle wax.
"These are beautiful, Father," said Icarus, delighted. "With these wings on, I'll look even more handsome than ever."
Daedalus grabbed his son roughly.
"You foolish boy, these aren't for looks. With these wings, we'll be able to fly up and out of the labyrinth, over the ocean and back to Sicily. These are my finest invention."
The father and son donned the wings, slipping their arms through clever straps Daedalus had fashioned from leather book covers.
"Now, Icarus, my son," said Daedalus very slowly. "I know you never listen, but please hear me now. If you should fly too low, the seawater will wet the feathers, and the wings will fall all to pieces, and so will you. If you should fly too high, the sun's warmth will melt the wax, and the wings will fall all to pieces, and so will you. Follow behind me, at the same height as me, no higher or lower. Do you understand?"
"Of course, Father," said Icarus, admiring the white feathers against his well-tanned arms. "This will be fun." Daedalus scowled and began to flap his arms. The wings worked even better than he had hoped for. Up and up and up he soared, and in no time at all he was out of the labyrinth and soaring out over the sea towards Sicily. He glanced behind him and saw Icarus following closely.
"We've done it," he cried. "We have escaped."
The sun was bright and high in the sky. It made the smooth surface of the ocean below them look like a mirror, and Icarus was very pleased to find that he could see his own reflection. He swooped down low, yelling with joy, and flew close to the water, marveling at his own face smiling back at him.
"Truly, I am the most handsome boy who has ever lived," Icarus said. "Son," cried Daedalus when he heard his son so far below. "Fly higher before the ocean wets your wings."
"You worry too much, old man," Icarus laughed, but he flew higher to make his father stop worrying. It was fun to fly higher, he realized. He was a hawk. He was an eagle. He was a god flying above all the puny mortals. Higher and higher he flew until his father was no more than a speck below him, until everything was no more than a speck below him.
"Truly, I am the master of all creation,"
Icarus said, not noticing that he was beginning to lose feathers with every flap. The sun was melting the wax, causing it to drip-drop down into the sea. With no wax to hold them, the feathers drifted away. He turned and climbed higher still, flapping his way into the bright blue beyond. Daedalus turned and saw his son so very high in the sky.
"Icarus," he cried. "No, you're too high. Come down here now."
"Father," Icarus yelled back from his lofty heights, "you worry too much." The callow young boy began to sing.
"Icarus, Icarus, fair as a chickaras. Icarus, Icarus, clever and quickaras. Soaring, soaring in the sky, I watch the little world drift by. I'm as lovely as a cloud, and Father says that I'm too proud. Icarus, Icarus, fair as a chickaras. Icarus, Icarus, clever and quickaras. Flying, flying through the air, feeling the wind comb my hair. The sea it smiles, the waves, they glisten. And Father says that I don't listen.
And that's when Icarus fell. The last bit of wax melted from the wings, and they came apart in a cloud of feathers. Like a stone, like a brick, like a silly, vain boy, Icarus fell, down and down and down until he crashed into the sea. Daedalus cursed and turned and looked, but he found no sign of his son. No sign but fat, white feathers floating on the water. Daedalus realized what must have happened, and there was nothing he could do but continue on to Sicily.
"If only he listened!" cried Daedalus
when he finally reached the shore.
"If only he cared more about knowledge and less about his own reflection, he might have made it to Sicily. But no, Icarus was too vain. He flew too close to the sun, and it was the end of him. He is with Poseidon now."
So that's the tale of the fall of Icarus, one of the most famous myths from ancient Greece. The story is still told today all over the world, especially by parents whose children aren't listening. The end. Today's story, The Fall of Icarus, was adapted from the classic myth by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support the show, please head to our iTunes page and leave a review for Stories Podcast. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.